As Greek debt talks drag on, what's at stake for the global economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, what are the rich and powerful discussing in Davos, Switzerland? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 55 points, about a half percent at 12,812. The NASDAQ up 0.3%. S&P 500 up 0.3% as well. Netflix shares up 25% this morning after the company yesterday said it has regained most of the subscribers that it lost after a price hike. And the Labor Department said this morning that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week increased by 21,000 to 377,000. Now let's get to Greece, where the talks continue between the government and its private lenders. They're trying to renegotiate how much debt Greece needs to repay. Diane Swonk is off this morning, but we're joined from Chicago by Adolfo Laurenti. He is deputy chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Adolfo, lay out the stakes for us. What might happen in Greece and why does it matter to the rest of us?
Well, the alternatives are between a nice and clean default with a deal with the bondholders and the losses contained within the current creditors, or as an alternative, a messy default with the bondholders suffering a much larger losses, but then in turn they may trigger the payment for the insurance or their bond, the infamous credit default swaps, and then losses will reverberate through the financial system like a stone thrown into a pond. That's the real concern.
Well, and you're talking about credit default swaps. These are complicated things, but they are basically the reason that AIG collapsed back in the financial crisis in 2008. Are you saying that if there is a messy default in Greece, we could be looking at another AIG-like situation in Europe?
Exactly. Unfortunately, these credit default swaps lacking transparency, so they are traded over the counter, so nobody really keeps tab about who owes what to whom, and this can be very destructive to the confidence and trust within financial markets, as we learned in 2008.
Now, then, let me ask you about something that Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, said this morning on CNBC. He said that if there is a messy default in Greece, that U.S. banks will not be hurt at all.
Well, that seems to be a little bit too optimistic and also minimalist. Yes, it's true. We do not have much direct exposure to Greece, but we have a lot of exposure to the French and German and many other European banks,
right,
who are heavily exposed to Greece. So the chain and the risk is there, even if Greece in itself is not that big for the U.S. financial markets.
Adolfo Laurenti, deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, now to France, where today authorities arrested the founder of a company that sold faulty breast implants to women all over the world. Christopher Worth reports from London.
Breast implants from polyimplant prothese, or PIP, burst or leak at a much higher rate than other implants. But Kevin Hancock of the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons says there's a much bigger worry.
The main issue is that the silicone that they contain is not a medical grade silicone. It's industrial silicone that was intended for manufacture of mattresses and cushions.
And they were cheap. As a result, the implants were used in tens of thousands of patients. European regulators are being asked how the implants could have passed inspection. But there's also a debate over who will cover the cost to remove them. PIP folded in 2010. Authorities in France have advised all women there to have the implants replaced. The British government has been more cautious. No PIP implants were sold in the U.S. The FDA didn't approve them. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
If you're looking for the world's bankers, CEOs, and economists this morning, you'll find them in Davos, Switzerland, where they're gathered for the World Economic Forum. Tom Keane of Bloomberg TV is there covering the forum, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, you've been talking with some of the big players over there at Davos. What have they been saying about the economy this year?
Without question, yesterday's theme, the first day of this session, was about austerity in Europe and the mystery of how to combine austerity with economic growth. There's no other topic, Jeremy. I'll be honest, I don't hear many constructive answers.
And you're talking about austerity versus growth in Europe. Are the people from the United States who are at Davos paying close attention to that?
They're paying very close attention to it, particularly the bankers that are here. But I would say, and it's a very good point you make, there is a disassociation this year of the challenges of the United States from Europe. There's a very good feeling here that, for the most part, the United States has got it right.
All right, let me ask you this now. Does Davos really matter, or is it just an excuse for the rich and the powerful to get together and have some hot chocolate in the snowy mountains?
The chocolate's very good. In record snowfall, I can say that. The answer is both stereotypes are accurate. It is a playground. It is the 1%. But with that said, the biggest change in 3 years is the CEOs that come here, they go 15 hours a day. Jeremy, they're not into touchy-feely panels on, green this in Antarctica. They're meeting their customers and their competitors. That's what they do when they're here. That changed about 3 years ago.
Tom Keane, host of Surveillance Midday on Bloomberg TV, joining us from Davos, Switzerland. Tom Keane, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
And finally to Groupon, which is being called a snake oil salesman in the UK, and with good reason. The company advertised a deal last year for wrinkle killer snake serum. It claimed customers who rubbed the snake oil on their skin would look younger. Authorities in the UK have ruled that Groupon couldn't substantiate that claim and therefore shouldn't sell snake oil anymore. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Sundance is one of the world's best-known film festivals, of course, but it turns out it ain't just about the movies.
I just walked up the street to do this interview, and there's a girl who has a little hummus lunch kit that she wanted me to have, and she had three people with hummus shirts walking down the street handing it out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sundance the festival, Sundance the brand. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.